the summer of 1914 did not begin as a season of death. Across Europe, people were enjoying warm afternoons, harvest preparations, and the ordinary rhythms of peacetime life. In Vienna, cafe society hummed with conversation about art and politics. In Paris, boulevards filled with the laughter of families on their August holidays. In Berlin, the newspapers carried stories of diplomatic tension, but few ordinary citizens believed that the continent was truly on the edge of the most catastrophic war in its history. And yet, within the span of just 5 weeks, from the last days of July to the early days of August 1914, the major powers of Europe declared war on one another in a cascade of decisions that would ultimately kill millions, redraw the map of the world, and permanently alter the course of human civilization. Understanding how those declarations came to be issued, one after another like dominoes falling across a map, requires tracing the precise sequence of events that transformed a regional crisis into a global conflagration. The origins of the declarations lay in the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria-Hungary in Sarajevo on June 28, 1914. That single act of political violence, carried out by a 19-year-old Bosnian Serb nacionalist named Gavrilo Princip, set into motion a chain of diplomatic ultimatums, military mobilizations, and political calculations that none of the participants fully controlled. Franz Ferdinand had been the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, and his murder in the capital of Bosnia, a territory Austria-Hungary had annexed just 6 years earlier, was received in Vienna as both a personal tragedy and a political opportunity. The Austro-Hungarian leadership, particularly Foreign Minister Leopold von Berchtold and Chief of Staff Konrad von Hotzendorf, had long believed that Serbia represented an existential threat to the multi-ethnic empire. Serbian nationalism was inspiring restiveness among South Slavic populations within the empire's borders, and the assassination gave Vienna what it had been looking for, a justification to crush Serbia once and for all. But Austria-Hungary could not act against Serbia without first securing the support of its powerful ally, Germany. In early July 1914, Austro-Hungarian representatives traveled to Berlin to consult with Kaiser Wilhelm II and German Chancellor Theobald von Bethmann-Hollweg. What they received in response became one of the most consequential diplomatic communications in modern history. On July 5 and 6, Germany issued what historians have come to call the blank check, an assurance that Austria-Hungary would have Germany's unconditional support regardless of what actions it chose to take against Serbia. The Kaiser and his Chancellor understood that a harsh Austrian response to Serbia risked drawing in Russia, which had traditionally positioned itself as the protector of Slavic peoples in the Balkans. They understood, in other words, that they might be risking a general European war. And yet they gave the assurance anyway. German leadership believed, or at least persuaded themselves to believe, that Russia was not yet ready for a major war, that France might be deterred from intervening, and that Britain might remain neutral. These were catastrophic miscalculations, but in the summer heat of early July, they felt, to the men making them, like reasonable gambles. Armed with German backing, the Austro-Hungarian government spent the following weeks preparing a deliberately harsh ultimatum to Serbia, one carefully designed to be unacceptable so as to provide a pretext for military action. The ultimatum was delivered to Belgrade on the evening of July 23, 1914, and it was a document of remarkable audacity. Austria-Hungary demanded, among other things, that Serbian officials allow Austro-Hungarian investigators to participate directly in the inquiry into the assassination, a demand that struck at the very core of Serbian sovereignty. The Serbian government was given only 48 hours to reply. In capitals across Europe, the harshness of the document caused alarm. Even Kaiser Wilhelm II, when he finally read the full Serbian response on July 28, noted privately that it removed any reason for war.